Дамы и господа, мы получили приветствие от почетных гостей форума. Вам, уважаемые участники и гости.
Ladies and gentlemen, we received some words of address, including a welcome from Alex Jones.
Of Ms. Zahar Rava, and of course, all the other amazing people like Professor Dugan, Mr. Maloveyev, and everybody else that is attending today. I am extremely honored to be here speaking with you. And, you know, quite frankly, I can learn a lot more from you about what's happening in your country and geopolitically in the world than you can learn from me. But from the American perspective, I saw some of the basic questions you sent me. And these are each one of these, the central issues of our time. I could speak for months, if not years, on each one. But just to try to encapsulate this, my message to Russia and to the world is this. I don't know if Atlantis existed in the past where ancient humans got technology so powerful that they ended up destroying themselves. But undoubtedly, we are at that Atlantean moment where we do have these godlike technologies. And if we don't really get serious about this and come together through, you know, individual will, but through collective destiny, we are going to destroy ourselves collectively. And so you asked the question about the global transformation we're seeing right now with AI, the collapsing populations across the industrialized world. You asked a question about what could Russia do better. I mean, it's really all what can we do better? I think humanity needs to understand the big themes of where we are. And to start, the question I would also, after I give you my answer, to pause and get your take on, which I'd rather hear, quite frankly, is how can the United States, or the West in general, change the course we're on and have a system of innovation and renaissance and expansion and competition and freedom versus one of conquest and war that has plagued our species and our different civilizations for more than 6,000 years. And it's really simple. We have the corrupt, decadent elites in the West that want monopolies. They're the ultimate oligarchs. They're what they've accused Russia of. And certainly Russia's had its issues, but compared to the West, Russia has been, quite frankly, amateur when it comes to corruption and centralization. And so if we can educate all of our populations about the fact that general competition and collaboration is always good for society, and if we can remove the globalist gatekeepers and middlemen that don't want an expanding economy but want debt slaves they can control, and if we can move away from this neo-feudalist model that the New World Order globalist system offers, then the sky's the limit for humanity. And so we really do need peace projects and industrial projects and cultural goodwill projects and space projects and free energy technology projects. And we really need to sell the public, because politics is downstream from the grassroots, on the fact that humanity is amazing and has an incredible destiny. So much of what's been declassified from just the CIA alone since the 50s was they wanted to demoralize population, not just here, but around the world, who could be controlled. And so they program people with fake environmentalism and fake carbon taxes and the world's going to end and humans are bad. So the people give up on their life force and really think the world's doomed. So why should you have a family? Why should you have children? And so really, people will get married and have children if they realize how it's the most empowering thing on average in society and life. I mean, it's what we are, is the nuclear family and procreation. And because the neo-feudalist, technocratic, transhumanist system is threatened by independence, it's been against the very base level, really the atomic level of what forms a society. And so if we don't build a pro-human society, if we don't celebrate humanity and our art and our culture and our will and our courage, then we're going to have a demoralized, broke-back society that throws in the towel and gives up. And so really the message that humanity is amazing and that humanity is all interconnected is the most important thing in my view. And that's what President Putin understands. That's what President Trump understands. You must first have pride in God and in your country and your culture and in your family. Because if you don't have that, what do you have? And so the whole Soros, UN, WEF, EU, MI6, CIA program of hating our cultures and seeing our national independence and everything that flows from that as a bad thing is not just a direct assault on human success and freedom. It is the assault. And so the fact that Russia has its pride and its culture and what an amazing culture and history is really its second greatest strength other than a relationship with God and the infinite. And so Trump is trying to get Americans to tie into their history and their culture, and he's had some success to the enragement of the technocrats. But Putin's greatest sin is that he didn't give Russians their pride back. He just simply pointed out the amazing things you've done. And Russia's success in science, technology, and culture, and literature, and art, and music, is all our success. And so a Russian's success, or a person in China's success, or a person in Mexico's success, or a person in Germany's success, is my success. And it's that fundamental understanding of what I call team humanity. As I said, Elon Musk a few years ago, when I interviewed him for several hours, he was talking about how they're attacking the family and attacking the birth rate and trying to collapse society. And he said, I don't know what you call that, but I'm against that. I'm a pro-natalist, because he was meeting with these big tech heads who said, we're against families, against humans in general. He said, well, then what do we do? What do we replace it with? You know, they said, well, you're just a pro-natalist. He said, I don't know what you call that. I said, you call that team humanity. So if you ask me, what can Russia do better? I think you just do more of what you've been doing. And people see what Russia's been through that are informed, and it's been an exciting thing for us to see your successes against the globalists, because we have the same enemies, and we have that camaraderie, we have that shared fight, that we believe in sovereignty and the family and God and decency and hard work, and when we're not ashamed of ourselves, we don't hate ourselves, we don't want to turn our children over to this satanic pedophile cult. And so it's through that shared ideology that we understand that transcends national borders, that transcends history, it transcends everything. It's really who we are. That doesn't mean we give up our sovereignty. It makes our sovereignty even stronger, because it's like in a ship, you've got bulkheads in case one area floods, the whole ship doesn't go down. Or in an apartment building, you have firewalls inside in case there's a fire in one apartment, it doesn't get out. But we can take what the Russians have done and had success with, and we can duplicate it, augment it, expand on it, make it better. You can take our successes and take that and expand on it. And I think it's through that understanding that we can transcend this death cult that has tried to break our will. And so I think at the end of the day, continue with your strong will that the world has seen so many times, with Napoleon Bonaparte and Adolf Hitler and all the other invasions. And just know that there are people around the world, not just in America, that take your example as something very, very positive and something to emulate. And quite frankly, in competition, I would like to surpass. And, you know, America's done a lot of great things, but we also can't live on our predecessors and say that we are the most exceptional nation. Yes, in our time, we've done some of the most exceptional things. And at points in history have been the most exceptional. But it's like a soccer team that goes out and 1 year wins a championship, and the next couple of years doesn't even make the finals. It doesn't mean you're always the most exceptional. So to use the soccer analogy, Russia's won some world championships, so has America. We have that competition. But at the end of the day, we're all on the same team, Team Humanity. So you can talk about wars of the future and oh, we've got to have AI run it because humans can't beat it. Well, wars aren't just fought with drones and bombs and missiles. Real war is culture, it's ideas, it's industry, it's science. And we just need to work together to end these wars, to dial these budgets back, and put our money into all these great innovative industries and space exploration and so much more, and cultural exchanges, so that we don't feed the cancer, and that's how we ensure we don't all engulf each other in some giant technocratic Skynet digital Armageddon. So again, I want to thank you for having me here today, and I'm very, very blessed and honored to be here. We can talk about space wars and where all of that's going, but instead of having space wars, I would like to see the space renaissance and everything we can do together to mine the asteroid belt, to have colonies on Mars, colonies on the moon, to see all the different life-assisting technologies that have been suppressed, released, and really realize whatever we're being told is a disruptive technology is actually a trailblazing, innovative technology. And as long as we build the future and build AI to be pro-human and to be pro-human expansion, then we won't just make it, we're going to thrive. So thank you so much for having me today. I've been very, very blessed. God bless you all.